good morning and happy Thanksgiving. We're with Alan Chartok, and just a time to reflect on what we're thankful for. And I'll tell you what I'm thankful for, this wonderful family of WAMC and the fact that we're able to engage with the community and give people the information they need to make the decisions about their lives. But a special day today on the air, Alan, and a tradition that's gone on for many, many years. Alice's Restaurant will be played between 12 and 12:30 right here on WAMC, along with a bunch of other special programming.
Well, that's right, David. I'm thinking about what you just said. What is remarkable is Joe has had this terrible accident, Joe Donahue, and he's been in the hospital up until now, and it'll be a couple of months probably before he really is able to get up and around and do the magnificent work he always does. So in the meantime, Ray Graff has proven to be the man of the hour. Not only does he do all of his own work and Joe's work, and then he does Vox Pop in the afternoon, he's extraordinary. And it really does represent, right, David, the kind of can-do spirit that if something goes wrong, everybody picks up a little bit more and does a little bit more. That's what makes WAMC what it is. It's not only the people who are here, but the people who are supporting what's here. And, you know, there are people who say, okay, I really love the station. And we're opening envelopes, and there are checks in there for people who say, you know, I have a little end-of-the-year money. I want to help out. It's really fantastic. It's a club that is just so strong.
If you think about it, Alan, you're so right. It's a metaphor for what's not happening in the country right now, where so many people are divided by political party. And in the end, we're all Americans. And imagine if we all just filled in and stepped in for each other.
That's right. Somebody picks up an envelope and puts 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206 on it, or goes to WAMC.org or calls in. It's really something. And, you know, nobody's really had to tell anybody to do it. They just have done it. You know, I'm just sort of piggybacking on it and saying thank you to all who have done something and who will do something. And it's really great. So what do we got in the news today?
Well, where do we want to start is the question.
We could start with the fact that the President of the United States apparently knew that there was a whistleblower before anybody told us that he knew. And therefore, it looks like the money that got released that had been appropriated by the Congress and had been held back by the President got put back in the mix because he knew about the whistleblower's complaint. And so one more nail in that political coffin, that's for sure.
And yet there's an analysis in the Times. Trump keeps losing in court, but his legal strategy is winning. The president's legal team is looking to run out the clock as fights over his stonewalling of Congress play out in court. Time is on Trump's side.
Not only that, David, but by the time it gets to his associates, let's put it kindly, at the Supreme Court level, who seem to be willing to do anything to protect him. In the end, as he goes up through the federal courts, even though some are remarkable decisions, like the one we saw yesterday, which said people have to come up before the Congress because they are coordinate branch of government, they're not going to do it, and they're going to wait and run it up through the Supreme Court, and who will probably find some crazy reason for supporting them.
Then there's the specter of Rudy Giuliani, the president's personal lawyer, at least we think still the personal lawyer. He, from the Times, pursued business in Ukraine while pushing for inquiries. He's picking up his own clients, selling his influence with the president while allegedly pushing this Ukraine story.
Well, that's right. Giuliani is, I think, in a little trouble. He should be. The real question is, will the system work? Will Berman, who is the U.S. attorney in New York City, the Southern District, will he continue to do his job, or will he be scared like the others are scared? So far, there are indications he's done the right thing. He's arrested those two Giuliani associates. Whether or not they'll put up with it, whether they'll fire him, or whether they'll say we can't do this, is just another question for what is sometimes looking like a corrupt administration. And one other thing, David, somebody sent me an indication today, I have to check it out, that in the president's budget, he has zeroed out public radio.
Again?
Well, of course. Well, you know, you got the House of Representatives who may say, we insist it goes back. You don't know. But in the end, it's another reason we have to keep WAMC strong.
Well, and then you have next week, of course, the impeachment hearing continuing the Judiciary Committee. We talked a little bit about that yesterday. The White House debating now whether to participate. They're calling it a sham partisan process. How are the American people going to take all this as this continues?
That 50-50 is going to stay right there. The 40% of the Republicans who support this president, no matter what they see, no matter how how corrupt it appears, they're going to stay there. You know, in the case of Nixon, you had the tapes. They were a smoking gun. You couldn't get around them. I think this is really not about Trump. It's really about privilege. I've said it before. It's about those people who are the haves, and they don't want to lose any of that. And they say a different kind of majority ruling America. I think in the end, that's what it turns out to be. And I get it. I understand exactly what's going on and why it's going on. It may not be that people are in love with Trump, but they're in love with the privilege.
Russia Inquiry Review is expected to undercut Trump's claim of FBI spying. The Justice Department found no evidence, says the Times, of efforts to place agents or informants inside President Trump's campaign. He'd been claiming that for a while now.
You know, David, there's an awful lot of ways to make that turkey. You can steam it with aluminum foil on top of it or not. The metaphor, obviously, is that there are a lot of ways for Russians to influence elections, and our intelligence community has been very, very clear on that, including the Republican appointees, up to the president, who, of course, is the doubter in all of this, or is the guy who says it isn't so. And that leads many to believe that the president is being complicit with the Russians in any case, so they don't have an agent standing there in the administration. That doesn't mean it didn't happen. That's for, well, darn sure.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us on Thanksgiving, always making us think. You enjoy, Alan, and listeners, have a great day. Hopefully you're with family. Be safe, and we'll be keeping on keeping on.
And you and yours, David, congratulations on all you're doing. Thanks so much.